Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
If Josh Allen leaves and gets knocked out of the playoffs and he wins MVP, he's probably going to see that as a successful season because he proved that he didn't need a number one. If Lamar Jackson gets an MVP and loses, he'll view that as a disappointment. So that lets you know probably how the two even views their success with the MVP differently.
ESPN's Bart Scott on what? That. Those were words that were said, and he got paid to say. Must be nice. Must be nice to get a contract with ESPN and say that.
I can't believe that. That's outrageous.
Welcome to my Joker arc, Joe.
Do you see Spencer Brown said? Like, he just said, well, like his response on Twitter, and then I'll come back with what he has later.
What he had if you to have say the clip, it. Go find it.
Yeah.
So basically, cue me up when you have that clip up. All right, so you got it right there. Oh, not yet. Okay. He gave me a thumbs up saying cue me when you got it, and then I misread that as he's got it already. And I'm like, oh.
That was okay. An affirmative thumbs up. Yeah, we got you.
He was like, okay, that's fine. Not, oh, yeah, I've already got it. So I was like, oh, all right. He's on his game here. Not that he's not. but, yeah, no, I don't. This is the MVP discourse is getting to a point where you're being forced to eat your least favorite food every day.
Did he really say if the Bills don't make the playoffs?
No, if they get kicked out of the playoffs.
Oh, and Allen wins the MVP. It's a win for him. Yeah, okay, now I get it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, they clinched a while ago. They were the first team to clinch. I don't know what this guy's talking about, but
yeah,
that makes more sense now.
But it still doesn't make any sense. That's the part that I have a problem with is, at this point, the talking heads are getting to levels of, I don't want to say toxicity necessarily. It's typically been reserved for the fan bases when it comes to you got to tear a guy down in order to build another guy up. But it's happening there too. Ryan Clark yesterday saying something along the akin to, it would be like when Charles Barkley won the MVP in the NBA. And it's like, no, that's not that. People seem to be losing what the word valuable means.
Exactly.
And last year, the spirit of it kind of came out. Lamar Jackson was proving to be the most valuable player on that team. Because when the Bills stormed back and took the East in the 2 seed, Josh Allen didn't have to be Superman anymore. So it almost worked and made sense. But if you're going to argue the numbers, well, the Cowboys were the 2 seed, and Dak Prescott had the most impressive numbers. It's the best of both worlds. And yet Dak Prescott didn't even get a first place vote from any of the voters.
Yeah, the Charles Barkley thing really just just rubs me an interesting way, because then you're implying that Lamar Jackson is Michael Jordan, and I think Michael Jordan is a different quarterback in the NFL, especially Lamar has two playoff wins, and I know that's not an MVP stat, but like, let's hold our horses here on calling someone Michael Jordan.
And I think it's also this year where if you have two MVP candidates, you have zero.
Yeah.
Because Derrick Henry has been just as integral of a part of that team as Lamar Jackson. Not as. Let's not. I'm not going to discredit Lamar Jackson here, because I want to make sure I'm embodying the spirit of what I want to say. But it does hurt an argument when you have a player like Derrick Henry making the impact that he does. It is a symbiotic relationship, though. Lamar Jackson's presence and his passing numbers are making it easier for Derrick Henry to not have to run with a full box. You give Derrick Henry seven players in the box, good night. That's just bad juju coming for you all around. And the presence of Derrick Henry will also help Lamar Jackson in ways. But that's not to discredit what he's done. Jackson is putting up numbers that are absolutely disgusting this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's all-time quarterback stats he's putting up this year. But
and now, let's get back to the spirit of what it's supposed to be about. The most valuable player.
Yeah.
And if I take Lamar Jackson off of the Baltimore Ravens, as they currently are, they have Derrick Henry. And they can do a lot with a player like that. Still, he's clearly showing that he's perfectly fine. If I take Derrick Henry off the Ravens, Lamar Jackson's still putting up double-digit wins.
Oh, absolutely.
In a vacuum, if I take one of these players off of the Ravens, I think they're obviously worse without Jackson there. But they're not that much worse. They're not.
No.
Because they have someone that would help keep them afloat in Derrick Henry. You're not winning the North. Let's get that clear. You're probably fighting at the six at this point. That's fine.
Their defense has also played very well since the beginning of the season when they moved Hamilton back to safety.
Yes.
You know, like their defense has been very good.
Which is a problem, of course.
Right.
When it comes
I mean, Josh Allen scored 42 points and that wasn't enough 1 week because, you know what I mean? Like, I think there's a difference as well.
And there comes the spirit of it. If I use this with Saquon Barkley, if I take Barkley off of the Eagles, they have Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, and Devontae Smith on a powerful offense that is inconsistent at times when Hurts is not on his A game. But
right.
They're still a winning football team. However, I could look at you took him off the Giants and they became a train wreck because they were a train wreck and Barkley was covering it up. So there is a little bit of an exercise there with Saquon Barkley. Derrick Henry, the same thing. They like, you know, you take him off the Titans and they're a laughingstock. If I take Lamar Jackson off the Baltimore Ravens, based on how they're currently constructed, I'm not going to say that they are as good because that's blasphemy. But they're fighting for a playoff spot. They're not in one. If I take Josh Allen off of the Buffalo Bills, considering what the defense has done as of late, I don't want to fathom what they look like.
No. I think you'd be, you know, take a look back 10 years and that might be what they look like.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, like, unfortunately.
I don't need to think about that.
We've already lived it.
We've already lived it before, and I don't want to live that again, so I'm not going to. And that's where most valuable is, because all these players are playing at a top-tier level. That's why they're in the MVP conversation. Even more so, Cincinnati. They are currently alive in a playoff spot. They're 7-8. If I take Joe Burrow off of that team, they're a 3-win team. Maybe. Their defense has been bad this year.
Oh, yeah. And here's the thing. I think this, if Burrow had a better record, if the Bengals had a better record, Burrow would be MVP, arguably MVP front runner.
Correct. And it would not be close, I don't think.
No, it would not be close.
But that said, even with him this year, it has not been enough. And it shouldn't fall into his fault because their offense has been incredible. Their defense has been that putrid to where even with him doing what he's doing, it's not enough.
They're the fifth worst defense.
They're the fifth worst defense in the National Football League in points against. Wow.
Yeah.
So
no, I'm just sick of the toxicity of the award. I'm tired of it.
It is getting to that point where it's I don't want Allen to win it now. Let him be Drew Brees. Because you know what Drew Brees was?
A Super Bowl champion, an eventual Super Bowl champion,
but also a top-tier player who is one of the most exciting players to watch with an offense that becomes one of the most fun to watch, and it drives in the ratings, it drives people to them, it makes a team like the New Orleans Saints a lovable commodity to follow.
Absolutely.
And I look at the Buffalo Bills, and I think this is a lovable commodity for people to follow because they are the team that presses Kansas City. They are the team that has Josh Allen in this exciting offense because he makes it that way, and he makes some sort of like wild, wacky, and goofy play that somehow works at least three times in a game. Lamar Jackson does it too. And honestly, I kind of don't want Allen to get it because of the fact that like people are already saying like Ryan Clark saying it's a voter fatigue thing. If people are going to actually give it to Allen based on voter fatigue, then it's not worth having because it's illegitimate at that point. It's just your turn. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in turns. And they don't either. They shouldn't. I'm bored of picking this guy, blah, blah, blah. Like Patrick Mahomes is here. He's played so poorly to start this season that he's not in the conversation. Quietly, he's been putting numbers together again, much to the chagrin of me and everyone else around the world. But it is still, like, he is still someone who could be nominated for that if he doesn't play as awful as he did to start the year. Because if I take Patrick Mahomes off the Kansas City Chiefs, they're not 15-1, but the way that he played to start the year, how much does it really cost him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
So,
and the argument that record means something too. Look at the Ravens. I guess I don't want to be that guy, but
no, ready? I don't even want wins included in this. It's part of why Allen was a front runner for a while is because he had the record in the division title versus where Jackson did not, and this is where they screwed it up last year. Wins are a team stat. They still are. They always will be. Because a player does not dictate what happens around the rest of the field when he's not on it. Look at Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I wish that was really the thinking, because then Joe Burrow probably would be the MVP front runner, just looking at him, you know?
You do need to have some success. Like, you do need to be successful in order to, like, as a team, you do need to have some success in order to be eligible for the award. But it should not be the end-all, be-all. And that is last year where they screwed it up. Because Prescott had better numbers, and if you took Dak Prescott off of that team, there's a heavy difference that gets made. If you take Lamar Jackson off of that team last year, though, they're a mess. It's tricky. It's always going to be tricky getting these votes right. My problem with last year's voters, other than the comeback player of the year, my problem with last year's voters has to do with the fact that it was near unanimous. In a year where nobody wanted to win it, seemingly.
Yeah.
McCaffrey's a player that you could look at and say, that's probably the most legitimate that we've had for a non-quarterback since, what, 2012?
That's exactly what I was going to say, yeah. The last year was the year for a non-quarterback to win the award because no quarterback was unanimously an MVP candidate.
And
there was no shot.
You take Christian McCaffrey off of last year's 49ers, they're not that team.
Nope.
Not at all. And you saw it to start the year.
And when he came out of the Bills game, look at how that game changed.
That game changed on its head. because Christian McCaffrey was playing really well to start, and then they lose him, and all of a sudden, like, yeah, Jordan Mason did okay, but he's not Christian McCaffrey. It's simple to look at this point, almost elementary, that the V in MVP is still supposed to be the spirit of what they're doing. And this year, there are people arguing for Lamar because he has the numbers. If you want to make Lamar Jackson be the guy who collects all these MVPs, fine. If that's what you want him, if that's what the media wants him to be, that's okay. That's okay. That is okay to me. Because Jackson, like Allen, still has something to do with his legacy in the postseason against a certain team in Kansas City. They have ruined a lot of legacies already. And we're in year 7 of it. But Allen and Jackson have an uphill battle to climb. But I'm really getting to a point where Zach Jones sold me on this. Since 1999, only two people have claimed the MVP and a Super Bowl in the same year. In 1999, that was Kurt Warner. And in 2022, it was Pat Mahomes, because of course it was.
Yeah, why wouldn't it be? The writing's on the wall with that one.
Why wouldn't he be the guy that does it? Because he's breaking a lot of people's chances at establishing themselves early on in their careers.
Yeah. And you know, this argument I'm seeing, Derek, that really does bother me. Not bother me, but it just, whatever. It'd be a shame not to award an MVP to the man rewriting NFL history, talking about Lamar Jackson, because 121.6 season passer rating, that's number 2 behind Aaron Rodgers, 6,110 career rushing yards, most behind Michael Vick. And truthfully, that, I mean, they could be closer now. I don't know if that's like the most up to date, but that was, I mean, that metric's from December 27th. So I think it is. They played on Christmas. So,
yep.
It's not like Allen's not rewriting history either, right? Only quarterback with pass, rush, receiving touchdown in a game. Only players since 1950 with 3 pass, 3 rush touchdowns in a game. Most wins by the age of 28. Most touchdowns in a player's first 7 seasons. And he's going to be most likely the only player with 5 consecutive 40-plus touchdown seasons. Like, it's not just... They're both kind of rewriting history. That argument to me is moot.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It is. The thing is that they're both incredible. And I've now gotten to a point where I'm going to try to, like, I'm begging fans not to engage against Ravens fans at this point.
Yeah, disengage. It's almost like the Nick Wright clickbait with the Chiefs. Like, just disregard. It's only to get under your skin. That's all it is.
It is to get a reaction, especially the national media takes like that. Like, First Take is a show that is supposed to piss you off.
Yeah, it's got Take in the name, and it's got Stephen A. Smith as the head of it. Of course it is.
Yeah, and no matter who's on it, the elementary basis of First Take is to make you get angry at a take. It is what the show is about.
Undisputed, same thing, like all of those shows.
Yeah.
It's presenting a take that it might be a little hot for the average viewer and making them upset about it.
And to a point where I'm sold that there are people arguing a certain take on the other side that don't believe it. The minute Max Kellerman said, give me Iguodala, that's where I go, okay, yeah, no, you don't believe that. You don't really believe that. And any time that Skip Bayless talked was like, I'd rather punch myself in the face. He was the first person I ever blocked on social media, just so that I wouldn't see his takes, ever. So it is becoming this bad faith argument for the MVP, and we need to have a healthier discourse. I joked with Zach on Tuesday when I was in it with him for Shelton Bulldog that Bills and Chiefs fans at this, I mean, Bills and Ravens fans are just yelling at each other. And then the Chiefs fans chime in, oh, yeah, well, Patrick Mahomes is better than both of them anyway.
Oh, my God.
And in unison, the Bills and Ravens fans screaming at each other, turn and go, shut up, and then go back to yelling at each other.
It's like that scene from Ted where they're yelling out the window at each other.
Yep.
And then the other guy comes out and tells them to be quiet.
Yep. And then they go yelling at him.
At that guy.
And then they go back to yelling at each other. It's like,
yeah, they're like, why were we even fighting? I don't know. And then they just keep going.
Yeah. But it's just one of those things where it really should be, go yell at the Chiefs fan. Just yell at that guy. Say we have a cool quarterback and that they do too. It's okay to say that. That's the part of the discourse that I hate, is when you have to tear a guy down to build another guy up. And I did some of that slight when I say, you know, when you have two MVP candidates, you have zero. Because there is some sort of an argument that has to be had.
Well, that was the argument with Saquon, right?
But like, I want to make sure that I say, Lamar Jackson very well could and should win this MVP this year. And Josh Allen has to have a good game against the Jets. Because if he doesn't, it's over.
Oh, yeah. He's got to put the Jets in the ground.
He's got to put the Jets in the ground. And honestly, last week, how bad it was against New England, it doesn't help. It doesn't help. Like, yeah, it's a what have you done for me lately, especially in a media circuit where it's in the moment, more so than ever, that having that kind of a dud doesn't help you. It doesn't help the case. That should be very easy to say. The fact that people were saying in week 15 of the National Football League with another three whole games to go, the MVP race is over, was highly dismissive.
Yeah. We both said it, Derek. We knew it was going to come around the other direction.
Yeah.
That's a little premature to say it's done, over, kaput.
Because nothing is ever done until the end of the regular season. Come on. Like, even
it ain't over till the fat lady sings, man.
Even
like,
me
that's
saying,
just how it is.
Even me saying, like, you know, Allen has to have a good game against the Jets or else it's over. That's kind of a definitive statement there as well. But if the Bills win and Allen doesn't necessarily have a good showing, he's not going to get on the field for another one. Because the Bills will have wrapped up the two seed, and it will be they're going to not play him the whole game.
Yeah, that'll be his final performance, arguably.
It would be his final full game performance.
Yeah, of the regular season.
And it would probably be Lamar Jackson's, because they would be locked into the three.
Right. Why not take a bye week when you can, essentially, right? Like, that's what that's going to be.
Oh, wait, they would not be locked into the three. They don't have the North clinched.
Oh, yeah, right. Pittsburgh's still fighting.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's still fighting. And it's basically if they lose and Pittsburgh wins. So Lamar Jackson will have to be on the field one more time anyway for the full game. But Josh Allen might not be.
No, I would hope he's not if they clinch the two. Like,
and
please.
And context needs to matter here. But again, it's tough to have these arguments without seeing people tearing down a guy to build another one up. And it's very, very annoying to see when it is now the national media having to say these things.
Yeah.
So
it just gets old quick.
It's not healthy, basically, is what it's turning into. Disengage for your own mental health sake and enjoy the two players there, because they are fantastic. And you know what they also aren't? Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. There should not be as high of a level of annoyance with Lamar Jackson, or even Joe Burrow, I should say, as there is. Because at this moment, throughout their careers, they're on the same tier. And there's one dude and one team that everyone should just stop your fight and go yell at that guy. Like in the movie Ted.
Yes. Phenomenal film.
Who does he think he is? Buttoning into our business. This is our fight. Like,
yeah.
We should be going after the obnoxiousness of Chiefs fans and their 15-1 record and their voodoo devil magic.
Yeah, remember when we were united by the common enemy?
Yes. We need to be reunited by the common enemy. So for Bills fans and Sabres fans, Bills fans and Ravens fans, unite
France
against
France and USA. That's what it is.
Unite,
well, France and the colonies.
Unite against the common enemy. Because that's the headache. Well, until you probably see each other in the divisional playoff round. Then we can get back at it.
I do have one more question for you.
Yeah.
I know that sounded like you were wrapping it up, but I just want to throw one more thing in there. So I've seen points being made as well. Yeah, the Bills fell to the Ravens. We all remember that game. but Derrick Henry was the terror, right? Like he was cutting through. The two best teams arguably in the NFL right now, the Lions and the Chiefs, their few losses, Chiefs only have one right now, and the Lions have two.
Mm-hmm.
The one common loss is to the Buffalo Bills. The Ravens, early in the season, played the Chiefs, fell to them, right?
They were a toe away.
Yes, they were a toe away. They were a Deion Sanders foot away from winning that game. But does that play into when you look at it, like when these voters look at it, the opponents, right? Like the two arguably best teams in the NFL have a common defeat in the Bills. Like, what do you think there?
I don't know if head-to-head is going to matter as much. I think this has to do more with, and this is kind of a problem with MVP voters, is not all of them, for example, are national pundits. But even national pundits have a hard time watching every single game because that's the job. You have to have a base knowledge on every team. And if you're getting a base knowledge on every team, you're not going in depth with others. And even here, like Bills fans, like we have an in-depth knowledge.
Yeah, it's a smaller market. Everyone knows.
But watch other teams. You should. And quite frankly, it's better for you. Because then you get the context. You watch Lamar Jackson, and he does make amazing plays. His wide receivers do get themselves open sometimes because of what Jackson does in a backfield. And that's okay to say. It's okay to admit it. Like those separation scores, he does help them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're doing a scramble drill at that point. And you can't, as a defensive back, predict that.
Right.
You can't scheme that. And the Bills have one of the lower separation scores with receivers this season. Allen's accuracy is closer to Jackson's than, quite frankly, it should be based on how far they are on the other side of the chart. How far apart they are on the x-axis, they are still very close on the y. And I don't know what else needs to be said other than appreciate these players. Because the Bills and the Ravens undoubtedly, irrefutably, got the best players of that draft class. And there is no argument against that.
No, not at all.
803-0550 is the number to call. We've got open show for you today, by the way, as we keep things going. But Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you. We picked apart the MVP debate and its process. What else can we turn our tides to here? What else becomes our target for the Booty Cheek of the Week coming up next here on WGR?